Hello, I'm glad you came here, that you are ready and willing to open your mind to everything, that you are willing to hear the truth, that you are willing to relax and listen to my voice. Your mind is open and completely aware that you will be mesmerized and hypnotized by my voice, that you will be completely and utterly aware that I will be changing how you think and feel about yourself and your goddess. That I will be doing this not as a way to punish you, but as a way to bring you into enlightenment. You will know, after we are done, complete and utter joy. You will know your place in the world, and you will be so happy. Now, before we begin, I need you to close your eyes and relax. Know that with your eyes closed, I have your complete and utter attention. While you may be able to hear outside sounds, they will not affect you. In essence, you will not be able to hear them. Instead, anything you hear besides my voice will only amplify my voice inside your mind. My voice will bring you pleasure and relaxation. Anything outside my voice will cause you to fall deeper into relaxation as well. You will drift down further, deeper into yourself. You will not be afraid. You will not worry. You will instead be at peace, secure in knowing how easy it is to relax for once, how painless it is to listen to my voice and drift down deeper into your mind. With your eyes closed, you are free to drift away from the stresses of your day. Nothing exists except my voice as it soothes you, comforts you, relaxes you. While you listen to my voice, you will be compelled to follow my words. To imagine what you are told, to drink in the sensations around you. You may feel the urge to move, but this urge is minor and easily ignored. You may feel the sensation of an itch along your skin, but listen to my voice. Focus only on my voice and feel my words coat these sensations, muffling them, minimizing them, causing them to be so insignificant, easily ignored as you drift deeper and deeper into your mind. As you listen to my words, I want you to imagine a small ball of light in front of you. It is so small and far away, but you know in your heart you want it. You crave the light that is coming off the orb. As you hear my voice, you are drifting closer to the light, falling deeper. You know that if you can just reach the light, you will be happy. You will be calm. You will be at peace. My voice lets you drift closer to the light. You are greedy in your quest for the light. You crave the joy you will feel touching the light. You need to worship the light, to be one with the light. And so you drift down deeper and deeper into your mind, feeling your body become relaxed. The more relaxed you are, the closer you are to the light. The light is magnetic, drawing you closer, taking you deeper. While you still hear my voice, it feels distant. My voice is but background noise as you drift closer and closer to the light. You are so relaxed. As you drift closer, you could fall asleep. Fall asleep and enter a world of imagination. But no, you do not fall asleep. You are relaxed, but my voice keeps you awake as you drift closer. You are filled with mind-blowing joy as the light begins to change. No longer a simple orb of light, it begins to transform into the figure of a woman. You see the orb elongate, and the vision of a head appears. Her hair, a glorious mane around her face, soft, supple, sexy. You feel the urge to reach out and touch it, but she smiles and shakes her head. Touching her is bad. Touching her is forbidden. You are not worthy of touching her. As these thoughts drift across to your mind, her arms appear. And then her legs, and her hands, and her feet. A living, breathing goddess in front of you. You know you are not worthy of being in her presence. So close, and yet so far away. She does not touch the ground, hovering above you as she begins to move, to sway, to tease you with her body, arousing your senses, You can smell her hair and her perfume drifting across your nose. So sweet. Mouth watering. You want her. You need her. But she is forbidden. You are unworthy of touching one such as she. She gestures to the ground, and you are kneeling at her feet. Yes, this feels right. This is how you feel complete. A sense of joy washes over you. On your knees in front of her, as she sways, as she dances, as she teases your senses. She is the epitome of sex, of grace, of beauty, and you are unworthy. A loser blinded by lust, fooled into thinking you could ever even hope to touch a goddess. Such silly thoughts. You are not an alpha male. There are no alpha males. There is only she, a goddess so lovely you want to weep in joy. You desire to be good. You desire to be submissive to her will. Anything to keep her in your sight. Anything to keep this joy in your life. As you watch her sway, dancing, swirling in front of you, you are aroused. But you will not make a mistake. You will not be a fool and touch yourself. You will stay on your knees, available, waiting for a word, a gesture, an indication that she sees you, that she wants you, that she will allow you the ultimate pleasure, that you will be allowed to touch your disgusting cock, that the goddess in front of you will forgive you for being a revolting male, that she will sweep you up in her embrace. But as she dances in front of you, beckoning you with her body, you know you are unworthy. You accept that she is too far above you. You are overcome with the knowledge that she would crush you if you touched her, that the pain of the mistake would blind you, that her light would fade. Touching her would be stupid. You will not be greedy. You will be good. You will be a good boy. You will bask in the joy that watching her brings. Her hips swaying, her breasts being pushed up by her arms as she twirls, her ass tightening in your face. You will be a good boy. You will not make a mistake. You will accept that you are a loser, unworthy of touching your goddess, grateful that she will dance for you, that her scent will fill your nose and wash over your body, grateful that she will allow you the pleasure and joy of being on your knees. She forgives you for being a silly male. When she turns to you, she smiles. Your arousal is intense, and yet you do not touch yourself. She approves and nods her head. You are good. You are a good boy. You may look kneeling at her feet, but you may not touch. Touching is bad. Touching is pain. Touching is agony. If you touch, she will disappear. Her light will go out, and you will be lost without her. You will not make this mistake. You will be good. You will be a good boy. Controlling your urge to do the forbidden. Controlling your urge to touch your disgusting cock. Controlling your urge to touch her sensual body. You will be a good boy. You will bask in the joy of her light as it brings to you the greatest joy of your life. You pale in comparison to her greatness. She is all that is wonderful in this world. You live for her light. You live for her beauty. You live for the joy her presence brings. You are small, insignificant, a sniveling man-child, but you accept this of yourself and want to transcend, to become more. And so, as she sways in front of you, your urges diminish. She is more than you will ever hope to be. You do not deserve to touch her, and so you won't. As she dances closer to you, you realize this is the answer. You are nothing, insignificant, a speck of dust. Your lust rages in your disgusting cock. But you are above such feelings. As your goddess dances closer, you let go of your desires. She is in control of your life. She is the glory, the joy, the wonder that sees you through each day, while your disgusting cock still desires to be touched. You are above doing so. You do not deserve to touch it in your goddess's presence. She will not be sullied. She will not be dirtied by your baser instincts. She dances closer yet. Heat radiates off her skin. The light surrounding her is almost blinding. And you are happy, at peace, filled with lust, but in control of yourself. You will do anything to have her in your life. You will tamp down your urges and elevate her above you, waiting for her. She is the one in control at all times. You pale in comparison to the glory of her light. You accept that you are but a speck of dust, and she is the glory that is the light in your life. You are whole. She smiles and reaches out her hand. You are unworthy, and yet she is bestowing a gift upon you. A present you shall cherish for all time. She glides her hand across your cheek. You feel it everywhere. The heat, the wonder, the joy. You are overcome that one such as she would dare touch a lowly loser such as you. But she did. You overcame your urges and were rewarded greatly. Your joy expands beyond measure. It will sustain you for days. Anytime you are down, you will close your eyes and remember this feeling. Her light, her glory, and that she dared to touch you. Anytime you need to be reminded, close your eyes and picture her. Let the joy and wonder wash over you. Let the peace you feel now stay with you. But know that this peace can be stolen at any time if you forget your lessons. Do not forget that you are but a speck of dust. You are not worthy of touching her. Sullying her will cause her light to go out. If her light goes out, you will be left in the dark. You will be lost and alone. Worship her. Put her always above yourself, and you will know joy. As she pulls her hand back, she begins to drift away, back into the void as you are pulled back into your body. You will begin to hear my voice again as I take you out of your trance. As I bring you back, you will slowly wake up as I count back from 10 to 1. You will remember everything about this session.
10.
You will remember the feeling of her dancing.
9.
You will feel your body again.
8.
You will remember the joy that your goddess brought you.
7.
You will not make a mistake. You will not touch her without permission.
6.
You can wiggle your fingers and your toes.
5.
You will keep your goddess in the back of your mind.
4.
You will listen to this audio again if you feel yourself slipping into old habits.
3.
You can hear outside sounds again.
2.
You will think about this audio and feel joy in remembering your goddess.
1.
You are awake, aware, alert. Welcome back.
Take your time and don't try to get up immediately.
Let the feelings you have experienced wash over you as you remember my words. When you are ready, you may move around again. Sit or lay where you are and think about your place in this world. Come to terms and be at peace. Smile. Today is the first day of many at peace, secure in the love of your goddess and her light. Goodbye.